This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, hey, what is up, everybody? Happy Monday. Or happy whatever day it is that you might be listening to this episode. It is the Mindset Monday episode, but of course, my goal here is that these episodes will be beneficial regardless of the day that you're actually listening to it. That being said, if you are listening to today's episode on the day that it's actually published, then you're coming off of a long holiday weekend. Hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July. And I know for many people, it can be difficult, you know, coming off the weekend, especially a long holiday weekend, you know, it can be difficult to refocus and, you know, get back into some sort of a normal routine and get back on track with whatever it is that you're working towards. And so, you know, even if you're not listening to this episode on the day it's published, you may be experiencing some anxiety, feelings of procrastination when it comes to getting back on track. And whether that's going back to work, getting back into the gym, or just any of the other responsibilities that you may be dreading. And I think that's normal for people to have these kind of feelings of anxiety and dread. I know I've been there, so I get it. And I used to really struggle with what is sometimes referred to as the Sunday scaries. And I still do sometimes, but you know, here's one simple mindset shift that I've been able to use to help overcome the feeling of dread that so often accompanies starting the week or refocusing my energy towards things I need to get done. And that mindset shift is this: instead of thinking about all the things I have to do, I think about it in terms of the things that I get to do. And I found a great quote that embodies this mindset. And it says, in the morning, instead of saying to yourself, I have to get up, say to yourself, I get to wake up. And that quote's by Erica Badu. I think I'm pronouncing her last name right. But either way, I think the quote's great. And it really, as I said, embodies kind of what I want to talk about today. And I think this quote provides a great example of this mindset. I mean, for many of us, getting up in the morning is something that we struggle with. You know, we want to hit the snooze button, want to roll back over and sleep for another 30 minutes. So instead of saying to ourselves, oh, I have to get up today, reframe your thinking and say, I get to get up today. Think about your obligations in terms of opportunities. You know, I'm blessed with another day today. I get to wake up and take the day on. And this mindset works for virtually anything that we may be struggling with needing to do. You know, instead of, I have to go to work today, I get to go to work today. Think about all the people that don't have a job and would give anything for the opportunity to go work and earn a paycheck. I have to work out today. Instead, I get to work out today. Think about all the people that have physical limitations that may prevent them from being able to work out and move their body. You know, I'm fortunate that I'm able-bodied enough to work out. Think about it that way. Instead of, I have to clean my house today, I get to clean my house, my beautiful home that keeps me safe and warm that so many people would feel beyond fortunate to have, right? And for all the parents out there, instead of, I have to wrangle my three-year-old into her pajamas and get her to bed. Think about it in terms of I get to tuck my beautiful daughter into bed and spend time reading her a book. Now, that's clearly a personal example, but you know, it works, right? I mean, these things that can so often in our day-to-day lives feel like an obligation or even a hassle in some cases, by simply reframing our mindset to think about it in terms of, you know, we're actually privileged to be able to do these things, right? It's things that we so often take for granted. You know, with my daughter, I really try to think, you know, look, at some point she's not going to want me to tuck her in. You know, she's not going to want me to read her a story before bed. So I need to take full advantage of this time in her life where she looks forward to that. Because I know that probably sooner rather than later, it'll be something that I look back on and I miss. So, you know, hopefully you get the point here. It's simple. I realize that, but it's also, I think, a very powerful way to reframe your mindset and look at something that you may not be excited about and think about it in terms of, you know, it's an opportunity, right? And it kind of plays into the whole gratitude concept that, you know, I talked about in a previous Mindset Monday episode. I believe that's the episode that aired on April 27th, and it's titled Gratitude, right? Very similar concept, but something I think is worth talking about in more detail here. And look, I get it. This is not a foolproof strategy. You may be sitting here saying, Wes, that sounds great, but, you know, may not actually work in real life. And there are still going to be days that we just aren't feeling it and are not excited about things that we have to get done. I have plenty of those days myself, but by intentionally shifting your mindset and looking at our days with a little more optimism instead of dreading the things we have to do, it can make a huge difference, especially when you compound this day after day. And like so many of the other strategies I talk about on these Mindset Monday episodes, you can build momentum by being consistent with it. And as we build more and more momentum, these things become easier and easier and they start to become normal. You know, it doesn't feel forced. It starts to feel natural and it's a part of your normal mindset. And that's where true growth really starts to happen. And for those of you that have circumstances in your life that are really making you unhappy, whether that be your job, a relationship, your health, whatever it may be, don't think that you need to settle for these things and then try to trick yourself into being happy by thinking about them more optimistically. That's not what I'm suggesting at all here. If you're truly unhappy with your job, do something about it. Go find another job that you'll be happier in, or make moves to start your own business. I mean, whatever the case may be, if you're miserable in a relationship and you don't see a way to change this, then take the necessary steps to eliminate that relationship for your life. I'm not suggesting that you settle for the things that are not exciting in your life, but for the day-to-day grind, things that we would typically look at with some trepidation or, you know, just not necessarily be excited about, if we shift our mindset, think about it in terms of it's actually a privilege and we get the opportunity to take these things on, it'll just help you look at it in a much different light. And it will allow you to be more optimistic and bring some more excitement into whatever, you know, these tasks or activities may be. So, you know, by using this strategy and others I've talked about on these Mindset Monday episodes, you start to build the confidence and the mental toughness that's needed to take the necessary action to produce the change that you really want in your life. So the message here today is not, again, to settle for the things in your life that you're not happy with by looking at them through rose-colored glasses. The message is to be grateful for what you do have and use that as fuel to continue to take action that's necessary to build the life of your dreams. It's much more difficult to do that with an I have to mindset versus if you have an I get to mindset. I mean, and honestly, I was struggling with this just this morning, right? I needed to record this podcast episode and for some reason, I just really wasn't feeling it. In fact, I had another topic entirely that I was planning to talk about today, but I was struggling to sit down and start recording. But I really stopped and thought to myself and realized it's a privilege to have a podcast. It's something that I've wanted for a very long time, and now it's a reality. So instead of looking at it as just another task I have to complete today, I looked at it as something I get to do today. I mean, seriously, how bad can things really be if one of my main priorities on a Monday after a long holiday weekend is to record a podcast episode? And after I reframed my mindset and thought about it this way, I literally kind of chuckled to myself, sat down and started recording. And now I'm having a blast sitting here talking to you guys, and I could go on and on, but I'll spare you all of, continuing to ramble on here, and I'll go ahead and start wrapping this up. But I mean, just wanted to give a personal example, you know, literally from this morning. But with that, we'll go ahead and wrap it up so everyone can get back to their day. So, you know, my hope is that your one takeaway from this episode is simply this. Think about your life in terms of I get to rather than I have to. This will make a huge difference. You'll appreciate the responsibilities that you have. You'll have more fun doing them. You'll build momentum if you practice this regularly, and I can guarantee that you'll see an increase in your productivity as a result, and you'll enjoy the process much more. I promise, try it. But again, like so many of the things I talk about on these Mindset Monday episodes, you have to be consistent with it. So I hope this short episode was beneficial to you today. I hope that you can take something actionable away from this and implement it in your life today. Please share this episode with someone else that may get value from it as well. And of course, as you all know, go drop in and start knocking out all of the things that you get to do this week and enjoy it. I hope everyone has a great week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.